frightening at times. The sound of the door closing bounced around inside Helen's skull, like thunder cracking just above her head. She knew the sound was harmless, but it was so intimidating that fighting off misgivings became nearly impossible. Helen couldn't take the silence any more.
"It had to be me, because of Brenda's contract with the Gordons."
Marcus was leaning back against the stone wall, watching her. His eyes were blue like his father's and brother's, but in the darkness she couldn't see them. Still, she felt his scrutiny and would have sworn he was peeling away the layers of her skin to get a look at her thoughts.
"Well, ye need no glare at me,"
she admonished him. It was strange, to be sure, being in the position to reprimand him, even though she sounded a bit more pleading than she liked. Helen retreated to the far side of the cell. Not that the action afforded her any sort of real comfort. Marcus seemed to fill the place with his presence. Yet that had always been the way she perceived him. Too large, too imposing. She stood up to him because to do otherwise felt like granting him her surrender. He finally nodded and offered her a pursing of his lips.
"Ye've caught me by surprise, madam. Enjoy the novelty of it. I promise ye, it doesn't happen very often."
She ended up choking out a single laugh before she sat down with her back to him.
"Best on to the matters at hand."
The darkness was welcome as she pulled her skirts up and pulled a small dagger from her boot.
"Dunna use your thigh."
Her cheeks heated because the topic was so intimate, but she turned her head to look at him for an explanation. Marcus knew more strategy than she did.
"If Morton has ye inspected, the source of the blood will be clear. All your effort will be for naught,"
he explained.
"I see."
That left her with the knife poised in the air as she debated the best location to cut herself.
"Better to use me, lass."
His tone was soft, and she recognized it well. It was the one he used when he was intent on getting his way, and knew full well she wasn't going to like what he had to say.
"What do ye mean?"
She really wanted to resist the urge to ask, but all of their effort was for naught if a midwife found a cut on her, and a midwife would strip her bare. Marcus was grinning. That arrogant curve of his lips had made her grind her teeth so often. Oh yes, the men knew she wasn't going to like his suggestion, but he was also supremely confident that it was the only way.
"Ye like that facet of his personality as well."
Fine, so she did. Strength in men was attractive. She wasn't the only woman who thought so.
"Me head is bleeding from the tussle I had with Morton's men."
Helen was suddenly up and moving toward him.
"I should have thought to bring some things in case ye needed tending."
She rose onto her toes, pushing his hair aside to look for the wound.
"Helen."
She felt her body tighten. He was able to whisper right in her ear since she'd come so close.
"Let me put me head between your thighs, and the matter will be done."
"I will know."
She jumped back like a startled doe as Marcus choked on his laughter. He took a long moment to enjoy the way the words had formed into something that sounded scarlet. She blushed, but ended up smiling because it was amusing.
"Stop toying with me,"
she responded.
He lifted one dark eyebrow in response. "Some women would consider having me head between their thighs a treat."
Her cheeks caught fire.
"I am no that sort."
He sobered, resuming his assessment of her. Something lit his eyes. It looked like respect.
"I was no accusing ye of being a light skirt."
She nodded in acceptance of his apology.
"Good.
Which makes me want to try it on ye."
He was serious. She wanted to look away, but whispers rose from her mind. The sort of talk that a woman heard in the kitchens when the younger staff members had all gone to their beds and the women were discussing passion. Some men applied more effort to their wives than others, and to hear them talk of it, bed sport was well worth the vows of submissiveness and obedience. Marcus.